This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stage of the negotiations, everyone should understand we've only had talk. Nothing in writing, zero in writing. Discussion's gone on for a week. We don't have an offer in writing.
No spending, Bill. What else is new? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yes, it's true. We are operating on embers. We have this conversation every single year, don't we? I mean, it's not actually funny. It's just pathetic. Every year we have the same discussion about the spending bill. It's just procedure. It's just policy. And are we held hostage? How does it wrap up? Who wants what in the bill? This is the constant maneuverings that we are very familiar with when it comes to the beginning of September and into October. Right? This is it. This is what we deal with. It just seems to me implausible that there isn't a way to make it happen. In other words, isn't there a way to set this up so that we don't have to be having this conversation every single fall? Ooh, will the government shut down? What happens? The government funding talks have stalled. And according to Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada, stalled. They're not even off the ground. They're just very preliminary. Very preliminary. If you had these kind of conversations at the company you own or the company you work for, I don't know, would it still be working out for you? I'm just saying. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, one of the things you hear constantly over and over again is you have to have a business plan. You have to know exactly where your funnel is. You have to know exactly where everything that's coming in is going and what's going out and et cetera. Boy, if we did that, an audit of the government, well, you know where I am on this. I can't even imagine what that would look like. So negotiations over, this is just the stopgap measure to fund the government until December 9th have stalled. Yeah. And the thing that's really stalling it is Zika. Yeah, a little mosquito. It's related to the Zika funding and the Export-Import Bank, too, as well. So they're not working on it. It's must-pass legislation. It is the only must-pass legislation, by the way, as it seems to be almost every year, on the agenda before Congress will recess before the November elections. So nothing in writing, zero in writing. They've gone on for a week. No offer, no nothing, nada. And Zika is the poison pill, one of the poison pills that's holding this up. So here's the bottom line. Congress needs to approve the short-term funding measure, just so you know how this plays out, by September 30th, which, of course, is the end of the fiscal year, to avoid a government shutdown. Otherwise, there's a government shutdown. They're getting jammed up. And they want to get out of there, so they got to figure out how they're going to unjam it. So maybe it won't be as difficult as it seems like it is. Senate Republican Conference Chair John Thune, you know who he is, Republican from South Dakota, said some colleagues suggest eliminating the funding for Puerto Rico after a proposal to authorize the CDC to dispense funding met lots of Republican opposition. So just take the $80 million that was directed to Puerto Rico and push it in a different direction. Oh, you'd have a lot of angry people, wouldn't you? They'd have a ton of angry people. By the way, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy is pushing to add emergency funding to the stopgap for the flooding damage in Louisiana. I mean, it's so bad. Now, there's a place where they just got to have it, got to have that funding. And speaking of that, coming up in our next segment, guess who we're going to talk to. In our next segment, we're going to go to Louisiana. We're going to talk to the head of the Humane Society because, yes, guess what happens? Pets also find themselves homeless. And in that terrible flood, you've got a makeshift Humane Society temporary housing deal that was set up where they were able to rescue like 500 animals, and for 45 days they allow those animals to be there. Then they start to find them home. So people lose their pets if they can't, you know, if they can't figure out where they are, or who knows what happened. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Okay.
Hello.
I got a joke for you.
Oh, I love jokes.
Here we go. Okay, this man approached this lawnmower display, and he noticed a salesman stand there holding on to a leash of a goat. He says, "What's the deal with the goat?" He says, "Oh, that's our economy model. He cuts the grass shorter than any of our motorized versions, plus he re-fertilizes the lawn as he goes."
That's brilliant. That's a good one. I like that. I'm going to use that. Can I steal that from you? I'm stealing
it. You can steal that from me, Kate. Anything you want, I'll give you. Make sure you get my One World Way in the mail and everything.
It is.
Okay,
one of the four. Yep.
I'm dying to try it. I really am dying to try it. I want to try it. I've seen what it did for you, and I want to see what it can do for me.
It's amazing. I'm serious. It's like it's just so good. It's loaded with everything good. I don't take these things lightly. So Dan will probably be back with the rest of the crew, won't you, Dan? Because we do that nail the score thing. Don't forget about that. That's coming up at the end of the hour. Game of the week in the NFL. I just randomly choose it, or my computer does. And when the computer chooses it, you can't argue with me. And you just pick a side. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like picking lottery numbers, right? Isn't the Wednesday Powerball like 200 and, I don't know, 29 million or 99 million or whatever crazy amount of money it is? But and there you would go and you would circle numbers. Here you're just picking a team and telling us what you think the final score is going to be. It's just that easy. Just that easy. Crazy story from a cruise ship that I want to bring up here. Remember, this ship is huge. I think it's the biggest one on the water now. It's the Harmony of the Seas in Southampton, England. It's the world's largest cruise ship. Oh my gosh, this thing is huge. It's like a floating hotel. It's insane. So it is. It's just giant. And investigators are trying to determine how a lifeboat fell during a training exercise on this cruise ship, leaving one of the crew members dead and four others injured. A 42-year-old Philippines national died after the lifeboat fell 33 feet during the exercise on Harmony of the Seas. It was docked in France, and they were testing. So the four crew members are being treated at a French hospital. And the boat was docked. It's getting set for its debut weekend. And I mentioned this already. It's crazy long. It's 1,188 feet. It's longer than the Eiffel Tower is tall. And the ship is so large, they say it has seven neighborhoods, including a tree-lined central park filled with restaurants. Isn't that crazy? Oh, you don't even want to know what it weighs. 226,000 tons. Woo! All right, we're talking about pets rescued in Louisiana next here on ATN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Knows that listen, people who listen to this show, America Tonight, how much I love animals. Of course, my beloved Mahalo, the associate producer, I say, of this show, fabulous golden retriever. I can only imagine what it was like for the people in Louisiana as we felt so awful for them in battling those raging floodwaters. But part of what happens to people, and we know, again, how much so many of you listening in Louisiana and outside of Louisiana love your pets. That becomes part of what happens. Animals get lost. Animals are trying to survive just like humans are. And about 500 animals were rescued, thank goodness, with the help of the Louisiana Humane Society. The Humane Society of Louisiana's Executive Director, Jeff Dorson, is with us. So pleased to welcome him to the show. Jeff, thanks for spending some of your time with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So how many animals, I said 500 were rescued, how many were displaced because of what happened with this horrible historic flooding?
Kate, thanks for asking, because it really hasn't been covered that much. Believe it or not, 17 parishes, which means counties, about a quarter of our state was underwater for several days. So imagine companion animals, livestock, and wildlife all struggling to survive. And all looking for higher ground, all looking for food after the incident and fresh water, none of which could be found. Because remember, the water contaminates everything, kills all the vegetation. So then the poor wildlife, if they survive, have nothing to eat. So it's very complicated. So we see a lot of animals staggering around after the floodwaters go down.
Wow. And so what happens as the Humane Society? What are you out there doing? Obviously, you're taking a lot of them in, but you can only take so many. You've got to get them to foster homes, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So we do a lot of transports. A lot of things have to happen simultaneously. One is the direct rescue. You have to go into the water quickly. We were kind of delayed. We weren't set up to do this, but we saw a need, so we simply mobilized and went in. So it's really not part of our job mission, but we just saw that it wasn't working. The systems in place were failing quickly, so we simply mobilized our troops, got our boots on and the watercrafts, and hit the water. So that's number one, get them directly out of harm's way. Number two, set up transport so that they can be moved quickly to safer locations out of state and out of the impact area. Three, leave food and water for the survivors. If you can't take them in, at least you can keep them alive. So we have 16 different water and food stations in the affected counties to keep animals alive, and we can pull them out as we can. Then we have a food distribution center set up so that we want to keep people with their pets. And if they can't afford them, we want to make sure that we give them resources to do so. And then finally, we work with the Red Cross to ensure that those people with pets at their shelters have resources, food, water, kennels. So a lot of things have to happen very quickly and for a long period of time after the incident.
Is it the best moment when you see somebody reunited with a pet they thought they lost?
It's a great moment. The whole shelter reverberates. Everybody starts singing and dancing because they know that a small miracle has happened. Because what we want to remind people, Kate, is you have to be responsible for your pet. So microchip them or identify them, tattoo, collar, tag, have your pictures taken of your pet so you can help us identify them better, and have an action plan. Make sure you know where you're going when emergency is developing. Have gas in your tank, have your pet and kennels ready. And those are things that people forget when the emergencies happen.
Yeah, that's a good, absolutely, that's a great reminder. And then some probably won't be claimed, people won't think they won't know where they are. What do you do then? When people want to adopt, do you have a certain time where you say, okay, well, let's try to adopt them, get them adopted out?
Yes, we've given ourselves a 45-day grace period to allow pet owners to come reclaim them. So we've taken pictures of everybody. Still, there's some in our custody. We've opened up a wonderful recovery center, the only type like it that I know of, run by a small grassroots group in a town called Ameet, about 45 minutes from the disaster area. We still have 50 dogs under our roof. People can come take a look at our pictures of other dogs and cats that have been rescued and taken into foster homes. So there's a lot we can do to help people be reunited.
People listening to this across the country, what can they do? How can they support you?
Thank you. Join us. Become a member. Volunteer. Monetary donations. Keep fuel in our tank. We are a small grassroots group doing an enormous amount of activities only because of the people wanting to help. So please continue. It's humanela.org is our website. You can also read our daily updates on Facebook, and we also have a link to donate as well, Humane Society of Louisiana. You can volunteer. People come from around the country on weekends to help out. And it's been a great reminder of what they did 11 years ago during Katrina. Same type of outpouring of support from around the country, which we're so grateful for.
Oh, I love that. All right, Jeff Dorson, good luck, and help them out, people. The Humane Society of Louisiana's executive director. Thanks, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. My pleasure.
Yeah, can you imagine what that's like? Like I said, I mean, certainly we care about the people. It's just terrible to see what happened there. And Jeff mentioned, you think of the aftermath of Katrina, and boy, oh boy, he's right. It's so great to see so many people rushing down there to help people and to help these animals. And he mentioned the specific parish in Louisiana, in the Amite area, the Florida parish is what it's called. And that's the new home for these animals who were rescued or need temporary housing. People losing their dogs, don't have them chipped, can't find them. Over 500 were rescued. I mentioned that number already. And thank goodness veterinarians chipped in. People came in from all over the place to try to help with these rescue and relief efforts. And some of these animals have been reunited with their owners. And I can only imagine, as why I asked him that, what that would be like, what that would feel like to see that, because that's the reward, right? That's the payoff. So you do this, and there has to be a reason why you do it, because you love animals. It's certainly not for the giant, giant bucks that you make, even if it's a decent salary. It's not about that. You have to, if you're working in the Humane Society, there is love in your heart for animals, no question about that. And I think it's great to see the outpouring of all the people going to try to help, because you think of kids and dogs, and they're just, now they're part of the family. These aren't, it's not how it used to be, perhaps, with some animals. Animals are definitely part of the family, even livestock sometimes. I have a friend who has a ranch, and everybody's named. They're all named, you know, even if the ending might not be what you wanted. But again, it's devastating. It's devastating to the economy. It's devastating to the families. And we know with the floodwaters now that have receded in southern Louisiana, thank goodness, the governor is saying the damage is over $8.7 billion. It may be more than that. And that the cost is going to increase where they go in, of course, and they assess the damage to the roads and all the infrastructure and everything else associated with the damage to so many parishes because of those floodwaters, all that rain coming down so quickly. And, you know, it's interesting. He mentioned this, but if you look at the website, and it's HumaneLA.org, and you see the photographs. Oh my gosh, just incredible to see what's happening there. I just was looking at a couple of, before we jumped on this, I was just looking at a couple of those photographs of some of the animals there, and what the need is, the road to recovery for these for the people there, and for the pets that were found wandering around or rescued, as he said, that's not their mission, rescued from those waters. So things are returning to normal, and they have got limited animal intake. So that's why they've got this emergency disaster relief shelter where the pets that were rescued could stay for, as he said, a 45-day hold period, because they want to do what they can to reunite them with their families. I know some people are listening to us in Louisiana, so make sure you check out that website if you're missing a pet. And then they would be up for adoption, and that would be key, too. How many animals aren't claimed and how many can find new homes is definitely the mission, to try to find new spaces. And there are foster homes out there where they have taken in some pets while they're hoping to reunite them with families. Anyway, interesting story after what happened in Louisiana. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dancing on the ruins, multinational corporations. Dancing on the ruins, multinational corporations. Dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha. Say goodbye to plastic and goodbye to cars. No more convenience stores. Hello to stars. No more Wall Street and no more Pentagon.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking about
isn't that what this election is kind of about? Or isn't it always what this election is kind of about? I think it's interesting that we've got a couple of days where no Hillary Clinton, and boy oh boy, if I have to say, if I'm a Republican strategist, of course you're going to try to take advantage of that, but very gently, because the age deal, remember, gets as much publicity on the side of Donald Trump as it does for, Hillary Clinton. Although he hasn't come up with pneumonia, he didn't appear wobbly at an event, so he doesn't have to fend that off. He has a younger wife and a young son, you know, his third wife, if you want to throw that into the mix for whatever it's worth. So it's, in one sense, it's not the same as Hillary, because now that layer got exposed because of the, you know, pneumonia and having to deal with it and deal with the fact that they didn't tell anyone. it happened on Friday, she's diagnosed, they don't say anything, and then on Sunday, suddenly, that's when it becomes chaotic, when she has the problem at the 9/11 event. In fact, here's more on that Hillary deal from the campaign point of view.
My daughter lives nearby, so I went over to her apartment and, you know, spent time with her and my grandchildren, which, you know, right. the best medicine for anything in my life.
All right, so that's exactly what happened. She did an interview with Anderson Cooper, and in the interview, she talked, right, you just heard right there, talked about going to her daughter's house and that was, you know, she lived nearby, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, we're talking about a couple of days here in the mix where you've got Obama and you've got Joe Biden and you have so many others who, in fact, are campaigning for Hillary Clinton since she's not able to do that. You know, we've been talking about these hurricanes and typhoons, and it is the season. How about this? Maranti, the strongest super typhoon of the year, barreling toward China and Taiwan. I was just reading a story about this earlier in the day, and they say it's passing the southern tip of Taiwan, and hundreds of people have been evacuated because of they're bracing for this impact. And it's 230 miles an hour winds. You know, as it was put to me, that's faster than a Formula One racing car. That's frightening. And schools and offices, of course, were closed. Of course they were. Dozens of flights were canceled, and the wind gusts were brutal. I saw some video of it. Oh, my, oh, my. 4 people injured. 70,000 households have lost power across southern Taiwan because of it. 1,500 people evacuated. 4,000, there's some numbers for you. 4,000 military and police have been deployed to that area to prepare for the future evacuations. I saw some overturned trucks and whatnot. I mean, there's 23 million people in Taiwan, and they're going to be soaked by Maranti. The brunt, they say, is going to fall on mainland China, and it'll make landfall maybe during the day on Thursday. Ooh. I'm just thinking, I still go back to that. What did I say? 230 mile an hour winds? That's crazy. And I looked, like I said, I looked at the video. Oh, I mean, we're talking more than trees bent back. All right, so from evacuees to refugees, this may make a few of you furious, but the U.S. is going to accept 110,000 refugees. I mean, we knew this was happening. They're increasing the number for 2017. The White House is planning that increase from that amount into the next year. They're saying the Secretary of State, John Kerry, briefed Congress on the amount, and the decision has started over the past year that the United States would welcome at least 100,000 refugees, so they knew that it would probably be more. The increase was from 70,000 to 85,000 to now this number that we see. It's a 57% increase in arrivals since 2015, and consistent with the belief that all countries should do more to help vulnerable people. That's what Obama says. So get ready for the tide. Now, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, we know that he made huge news last December when he proposed a temporary ban on all Muslims immigrating into the United States. Different story for Hillary Clinton. The Democrat that we've been talking about with her pneumonia said she would like to see the number of Syrian refugees accepted into the United States increase from the Obama administration's goal of 10,000 a year to 65,000 refugees. Libertarian, just to throw this in for grins, Libertarian nominee Gary Johnson who stumbled around when he was asked what he would do about the crisis, because he didn't know Aleppo, which is in Syria. It's not really taking the brunt of that, but he had no answer for that, I think, because of it. But, you know, there's going to be backlash there, and certainly that's something that the Trump campaign can absolutely run on. I mean, they can throw out how many refugees and how safe is it, which is what he did in December. There's a way to kind of roll that in so it's not quite as cryptic as it was when that, you know, when he first said that back in December. He was not the official nominee, even if it looked really good, which it did. I mean, you know, heading up to December, we were saying that over and over again. I mean, come on, who is the person? Who's going to be the person that upsets Trump? He is taking everyone out, or getting close to taking everyone out. Although that did not happen until months later. I want to remind you that coming up in our next segment, we have another edition of Nail the Score. You'll hear what President Obama had to say about Colin Kaepernick and the whole protest over the national anthem as well. And plus, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, had his own take on flying the flag and the importance of the flag, the importance of the flag. I'll tell you what I think is fascinating, and if you've ever listened to America Tonight, you know every once in a while I'll veer off course, and I'll talk about what I think is so fascinating. I read a couple of books on this. Searching for ships. How many ships do you think are sunk across the world? I mean, old ships with huge pieces of history involved. I don't know the answer. I've asked people and nobody knows the exact answer. But I just read the story about the HMS Terror. It was a British ship that was found in perfect condition under 80 feet of water. 80 feet of water, they found this ship. How wild is that? I would love, of course, I'm not diving any longer, but I would love to be the diver on that. A loss for 168 years in the Arctic. So, you know, there isn't going to be any great big search party there. But pristine condition. Now, that's cool, because when they bring it up, what are they going to find? As they're bringing this up, what are they going to find in the ship, or as they're diving down? If it's in that good a condition, there could be some interesting, I don't know, there could be some just interesting pieces of history that they'll find. Something that tells more of a tale on why did it sink, what happened. To me, that's what's so fascinating. Even with the Titanic, we knew it happened, but some of the artifacts they found and then some of the deeper stories that you heard about as a result of that, I thought were crazy. I mean, it was crazy what some of what was uncovered and revealed when they went down and they saw the Titanic, and you think of it, and of course now, because it's been played out on the big screen and on Broadway and everywhere else, and there's been so many books written about it and so many different series about it, the Titanic of all the ships with tales and people and horrible losses of life, I think is the biggest of all. I mean, there's others, the Lusitania, there's other ships we could put into that mix, definitely. But I think in people's minds, that is absolutely, without a doubt, the biggest. I mean, absolutely the biggest. And speaking of the biggest, people in California wait for the big one, but 5.9 magnitude earthquake reported, not in the United States, but in Colombia. It happened on Tuesday night, northern Colombia, 5.9. That's pretty significant. I mean, it's, you know, 7 is the high bar. You hit 7 and oh, yikes. They say it struck about 83 miles north-northwest of Medellin. So far, no reports of deaths at this point, but it's still developing. Coming up next, we're doing that football thing. You don't have to know football. You just have to throw out a guess. 855-323-4622. We'll see what the game of the week is next. Sure has been a
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is that time. Jump on those phone lines, 855-323-4622, so that you can line up just like those 747s at LaGuardia. I know a lot of you were sending me emails during the week. When is Nail the Score? I missed last week. Well, you don't have to miss this time around. I've been really pumping it to let everybody know when we're doing it. This is really the normal time slot for it, unless something else is going on that supersedes it. So without further ado, we've got an expensive computer. Nathan, let's use it to pick the game of the week. Oh, mio mio. How about this game? The game that was chosen as the game of the week, the Buccaneers and the Cardinals. The Buccaneers winning their first game out of the chute. The Cardinals expected to beat the Patriots. They did not beat the Patriots. Instead, going down in flames. Actually, it was a close game, but going down at the hands of Jimmy Garoppolo, the backup to Tom Brady. But this is a different week. And so looking at this, Jameis Winston, who had 4 touchdowns last week and looked really phenomenal. I'm pretty excited about him. I think he's going to have the best sophomore year of any sophomore quarterback out there. And I think that you know, in looking at the Cardinals, and Larry Fitzgerald was pretty heroic in that loss against the Patriots. But this matchup at home, I'm going to say, favors the Cardinals, but barely. So to me, that means close. That means we're going to see a very tight, close game. And usually I'm predicting these, you know, it seems like every time I predict these high-scoring games, and they're not. So I'm going to say 21-17 in favor of my Cardinals. I say my Cardinals because I love Bruce Arians. We're going to get him on the show. Somebody close to him promised me that we would do a segment with Bruce Arians. So let's open up the phone lines. 855-323-4622. Nathan Reeder, are you around? Nathan.
I'm here.
Oh, because I know you're a big football fan. So I want to make sure that we get your intelligent guess after a quick analysis. I'm sure you have a guess for us.
Yes, I would like it to be an extremely low-scoring game just for the hell of it. How about we go 10-13 Cardinals?
13-10 Cardinals. All right, yep. So we're on the same side. 13-10 Cardinals. All right, so let's see what everybody else has to say. And again, very easy, muy fácil. You just have to call us, and then we'll get your guess. All right, let's start with Grim. Grim, you get the first crack at this. What do you say?
Apparently, Nathan likes making a lot of trips to get beer. With only one score and a field goal.
13. You know what? They have, their scores like that, though. We have crazy baseball scores.
You know me. I didn't mean anything. Nathan.
No, it's but, funny.
Now, I'm going to say, I'm like you, Kate. Although Tampa's got a better defense, I'm going to say Cardinals 24 and Tampa 23.
Ooh, 24-23, so you say close game. All right, so Grim, you are locked and loaded. Let's go to Everett in Aberdeen, Washington. Everett, what do you say?
Bucks 24, Cardinals
28. 28-24, Cardinals. Ooh. All right, so again, another close game, but you like the Cardinals like I do. Thanks, Everett. 855-323-4622. Sports fans, I'm so excited about this next one. Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon, you got us. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm glad to hear your voice. You love this nail the score thing. What do you think? Do you like the Cardinals or the other side?
I'm going the Bucks. I lived in Tampa for 19 years.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going with the Buccaneers. 27-21.
Ooh, 27-21. Did you like living in Tampa? I like Tampa.
I did. I would still be there, but I came up to Maine 5 years ago, and health issues kind of forced me to stay in Maine.
But Maine is beautiful, too.
It is. I live in the Portland area.
Yeah, Portland is nice. All right, Sharon, it's good to hear your voice. Good luck. We'll see if your Tampa Bay Bucks are lucky for you. This lady loves nail the score. Dan in Texas. Dan, what do you say?
27-17 in favor of the Cardinals.
Ooh, so another Cardinals fan. 27-17. All right, Dan, we got you, brother. 855-323-4622. I'm going to say the numbers again. 855-323-4622. Also, you can send us an email. Sharon does that a lot. You can send that email to americatonight.net or delaneymediagroup@live.com. Pete is listening to us also in the great state of Texas. Peter, what do you say?
28-19, the Cardinals.
I like that. The Cardinals, 28-19. Wow. So, Pete, we have one. You are locked and loaded, my friend. We have only one Bucks guess so far. I've got a couple of emails that are coming in that I'm going to go through here, and it looks like mostly Cardinals are being picked. So how about that? Cardinals, after that tough loss against the Patriots. Boy, I watched that whole game. It was great. The ending was really, really good. You got to hand it to Garoppolo, you do, and to the system, because it absolutely worked for the Patriots. But there certainly were some things that Bruce Arians, I think, or his coaching staff could have done better. All right, I will make sure I get those emails, and I'm going to go through some of them. Again, I'll probably try to throw some of them live here on the air so you know what they are. But let's hear what Jerry Jones had to say about the importance of the flag.
We strongly support. We.
Poor Jerry.
We strongly support.
He strongly supports it. That's pretty much what we get from him. So there's been this controversy over the national anthem, and it started with Colin Kaepernick, who didn't stand during the anthem for a preseason game, then took a knee during another game, and now some people are being super, super supportive for Colin Kaepernick, and he said he wanted to draw attention to what's happening to the plight of the black man in the United States. He angered some of the police in Santa Clara because of what he initially had said about that there are black men dying and other people that are just getting days off. And now this has turned into a much, much bigger thing. Here's the President of the United States talking about Colin Kaepernick and the anthem.
I don't doubt his sincerity based on what I've heard. I think he cares about some real, legitimate issues that have to be talked about.
All right, so real, legitimate issues. And the NFL has come out, especially if you just came off of 9/11, remembering 9/11, 15 years, hard to believe, especially for someone like me, a huge break. I was working in New York City at WFAN, only there for 4 months, and then 9/11 happened, and it was devastating. The sports world rallied back, and I think gave some comfort to the people in the United States in general, but to the people in New York in particular. But for 2 weeks, everything was iced because you had the U.S. Open had just wrapped up, our biggest sporting event, did you know that, in tennis, and just in general with the amount of crowds they get. And we were finishing baseball up into playoffs. It was also the start of the NFL season when that happened. So there were a lot of tributes in the NFL this past week, and it was pretty wild to see. Pretty neat, actually, some of the flags and some of the people who grabbed flags and flags that were unfurled across giant football fields. Good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score.
Went down. Football game. When I walk, but it's really a thing. I saw you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.